Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
All right.
We are here back. Rick Santorum, how can you reassure evangelical voters that Donald Trump won't change positions again on issues like abortion? He has kind of flip-flopped on that one.
Look, I will tell you that I campaigned against Donald Trump in a primary, and you know he was all over the map. And here's what I believe. I believe that he is a Republican. I believe that he has surrounded himself with Republicans on his campaign. I believe he's appointed people like Christie, like Pence, who are...
But he's only a recent Republican.
No, look,
you got to admit that.
How many Republicans Tara will back
this up. Personnel is policy. It's who you surround yourself with.
Sure.
It's who's going to... And Trump has been pretty clear. I mean, he's surrounding himself, his picks on the court.
I mean, he's all in now.
But he's all in.
His campaign has a bunch of Democrats in there, from Michael Cohen to Omarosa. There's not very many Republicans that he's surrounding himself with.
Well, some of those are personal friends. And, you know, look.
But
even you can attest to this, that a campaign is a microcosm of how you would govern. And this has been a disaster. It's a disaster. It's a clown show every week. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So that's a concern for me.
With all due respect, this clown show beat 16 other folks, including me, who had, in many cases, a lot more money and a lot better staff and a lot better organization.
No, but that's partially why, because there were 16 other candidates.
I disagree. Even when it got down to two or three,
a lot of people were vanity campaigns.
I think this is the new normal, and I think the celebritization of politics.
Okay. I think you're making
the celebritization of politics and the use of social media is transforming politics and. We better get our hands around it.
Jeff Ross, you're always trying to make friends, always trying to bridge gaps. That's what I love about Jeff Ross.
There's no question he has momentum. I think Civilization had a great run. Time to try something new.
Terrible. Rob Reiner, does your upcoming biopic LBJ characterize him more or less favorably than other recent portrayals?
Well, what's the last one was the All the Way.
Right, I guess that's...
Well, I think what I tried to do is humanize him. I mean,
This is Woody Harrelson?
Woody Harrelson, who's absolutely brilliant in it. I mean, off the charts brilliant.
Yeah.
He showed us dancing, remember, on his phone? But LBJ was a very complicated character, complicated person. He was almost Shakespearean in a way. I mean, he was at odds with himself. He was very tremendously insecure and at the same time tremendously effective as a legislator. So, you know, many people have said if it had not been for the Vietnam War, he would have gone down as a great president when you think about the accomplishments he had with Medicare and the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act and Medicaid and Head Start. I mean, he did...
Not everyone is for those programs.
No, I understand, but...
Did you say it like it's a universally accepted...
Well, I think people do like Medicare.
They do. Even the Republicans like Medicare.
Yeah, but the war on poverty, a couple trillion dollars later, has been an ultimate failure. And the whole thing about keeping...
The
war on poverty has been a disaster. You're kidding? Have you been to any urban cities lately?
Look at the state of urban America today versus 50 years ago, and you tell me that the state of urban America today is better than it was 50 years ago.
That's right. It's a disaster.
But Medicare was a big part of the war on poverty. Yes. The war on poverty is an overarching name.
And they're going broke.
Wait a second. Yeah, before the war on poverty and Medicare, something like 28% of seniors lived in poverty. Now it's under 10. That's called a success.
Mm. Except that it's going broke. Yeah. Except that you'll never see it. I'll never see it. It's going broke.
The idea of providing health care is going broke in like 2040. The idea of providing health care is one thing. The way it's provided is just
right. And what about the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act?
These are Republicans. And by the way, Republicans went to the Civil Rights Act. No one is. That's true.
And it turned the South into Republican.
Sensible people on the left, by the way.
That was 20 years after.
Sensible Democrats are for fixing it. As I recall, President Obama wanted a grand bargain, and so did John Boehner. Who stopped it?
On entitlement reform?
The rednecks in your party.
Not true. No.
Absolutely. The Tea Party. John Boehner and Barack Obama wanted to have a grand bargain a few years ago on this. Obama's the one who put entitlement reform on the table. for a little bit of tax raising of the taxes.
What did he propose? He proposed nothing.
He
put it on the table, said, oh, I'd do it, but he proposed nothing.
Then why did Boehner want the deal?
Look, we need to have entitlement reform. We need to have a bipartisan deal on that. But the president has to lead, and he didn't.
You know, you never give the other guy credit for anything.
Look, I give him credit when he leads. He didn't lead.
Oh, please.
Can I ask us a...
Jeff, who would be your dream roast?
That guy.
Thank you. Come on.
Whip up some gravy. Let's go.
That's. Who's gonna bring the booties?
What I'd like to understand is, if you're both Republicans, help me understand how one can go for Trump and one couldn't. What's the one issue? What do you grab onto where that pushes you to endorse him after being?
Well, I'm not the one making excuses for him. So
she's a commentator.
I understand.
It's a little different.
Right. So you feel beholden to the party.
Well, not necessarily at all. What it is, but no. I mean, Rick has been in the arena.
Right.
You know, sitting senator two terms. Yeah, that's a little different than someone like you or me or Tara who just talks.
Right. Okay, no, that's for now. I didn't just talk, though. I worked on Capitol Hill for many years and did many things that affected people's lives. No, I worked for an office holder, but it affects people's lives. I mean, office holders don't do anything without their staff, so it's not like I haven't done anything.
Do a few things.
Yeah, well. I mean, it is a little different to hold the office.
No, absolutely, because there's a lot of conflict. I have friends on Capitol Hill, you know, other congressmen who are, they're tormented over this decision because they feel a certain obligation to, you know, to the party and to their constituents who want to vote for this guy. But at some point, you have to stand up like Adam Kinzinger just did and say, you know, I'm an American first, and this is unacceptable. And Donald Trump doesn't really represent what we do. We would never put up with this. We are criticized. People are making excuses for Donald Trump that they would never allow a Democrat to get away with, and I think that's hypocritical.
Okay, let's get away from politics for our last question before our break. Olivia R. wants to know, will Brazil be able to pull off the Rio Olympics without any major health or security event? Security event, maybe. Health, I don't think so. I got to say,
it's a mess.
What a shit. I mean, I remember reading about Brazil only a few years ago. Like, they were the new big boy country on the block. And now I read that they pour the sewage right into the water without treating it. You know, of the 50 cities, the most violent cities in the world, Brazil has 21 of them.
Yeah.
64,000 murders a year.
Jeez.
How much did they pay the Olympic Committee to get the Olympics? Because they never should have been. Rio never should have been selected. It was ridiculous. I mean, it was only a year after the selection that that Brazil went into a major recession. It's corrupt. Their president is impeached, for goodness sakes. And people were rioting in the streets because of eminent domain. The Olympics come in, they take people's houses, and they think they make all these promises. But the people there are the ones suffering,
too. But it used to be
when you got... Why are we giving it to countries that can't sustain it?
It used to be when you got the Olympics. You got your shit together.
Right.
Yep.
You know, it was like, this is our moment. The world's going to be looking at us.
Well, now their shit's in the water.
Good night, everybody. Thank you very much.
Watch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.